A very pretty picture. Blue, red, black,
blue, red,
and gray.
Black, and gray.
Blue, red, black, and gray.
Yeah. That is kind of dismal, isn't it? I'm going to put my little book right over here and use it as for my can right there.
Okay.
So that I don't make noise.
So now she has a can and a book. Let's see what she does.
I'm going to throw the can at you.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to do.
She's still being contesting. Well, yesterday, I don't know. This one just says new, so we're gonna
We don't open the show anymore. We don't have an opening.
Well, I did. I did Mr. Jones.
That, but that's not our show.
It's not a show. Show you no. want to do our show? Show.
You people don't know that the show's starting.
Oh, gotcha.
We have to be able to know that the show is starting.
Okay.
There you go.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels' brand favorite podcast in around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl.
Caffeine's kicked in.
That's good to know.
Uh-huh. Let's go! That's what I'm talking about. Brian Bridges on the guitar. And the drums and the vocals. It's all Brian Bridges.
It's all Brian Bridges. It's all him.
Thank you, Brian Bridges. For that, we heard Mr. Jones
mm-hmm.
by the Counting Crows.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I didn't ever make the announcement, but yesterday we opened the show with Blue Ocean Blue by Lake.
Oh, yes. You've been listening to her lately.
Well, I've been listening to Just Pete over at the Bored Again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bored Again Christian. And .org, I think it is. I think it's a .org.
Yes. So and, you found some new music?
Yeah, you know, he puts out all this good Christian music on his podcast.
Mm, cool.
Very interesting
yes.
stuff.
Yeah, very yeah, interesting. Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. We're going to do some more calls?
We do. We have more calls. All this right. one just says...
Call day. What is today anyway? Wednesday?
Happy Wednesday, Rue.
Happy Wednesday.
So, yeah, we've got one that just says new. So,
new.
Hey, Brad. Faith, this is Lewis, a new listener up here in Emporia, Kansas.
Okay. A new listener and employee of Kansas.
Emporia, Kansas.
Oh. I thought he was an employee of Kansas.
Employee of Kansas. Emporia.
Emporia mm-hmm. of Kansas.
No, Emporia.
It's like a store?
Kansas.
Is it a city? Oh, Emporia, the city. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Population 3,465. Salute. What was that? Oh, yes.
I just listened to the podcast on summer songs. And
yes.
Wanted to tell you a lot of people aren't as young as you guys. Back in the summer of 1976.
That's not that old.
That was when I was listening to summer of 76. How old, how young do you think we are? We remember 1976. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, at least I do. You were like four.
The song that kept playing all the time during the summer, called Afternoon Delight.
Oh, yeah. Can we play that on the show?
I don't think so.
It's very, 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 I don't know.
It's a little racy.
Is it a summer song, though?
Sure.
Afternoon Delight's a summer song?
Sure. Afternoon Delight. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. Yeah,
this isn't your typical Christian song. Not really your new
What's
gospel
right?
music or anything like that.
This has got to be the corniest song
song ever.
It's
have you seen the video?
You know
it's hysterical. It's like this huge band.
No wait.
Afternoon delight.
If you put like a black singer on this one, it's the dirtiest song ever. But because it's four dorky white people singing it, it's just cute. That's four people. The night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of he's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And they're scary looking.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Lewis, for that trip down perverted lane. Hello?
But now, I don't necessarily want you to play yet.
Oops.
You don't know Brad very well, do you?
You listened to the show long, have we?
Because it don't talk about summer, but we listen to it all summer long. Now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I thought I'd also tell you.
Yes. Yes.
While you were going on vacation, you weren't alone.
I wasn't.
The old man there, he stopped by on his way up to Branson, and he gave me his favorite song.
Oh, man.
And his favorite summer song. Bayford? And he wanted me to play it for you.
Oh, okay. Lewis is going to play me Buford's favorite summer song. Dead skunk.
Well, that's
in the
about
middle
enough
road.
Of that. All right. I hope you had fun in Japan and Disney World. And
we did. We had a blast.
Tell Faith, from what I hear on the podcast, she is definitely a quality chick. All right. Goodbye.
Thank you, Lewis, in Emporia, Kansas. That is a quality call.
That was a quality call.
That's what
Thank
I
you,
want
sir.
To hear. Good job.
Yes.
All right. We have another one from Jason. We heard from yesterday.
All righty.
He couldn't get enough of us, so he called back.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's Jason from Western Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call in my most favorite.
What does it mean, Western Pennsylvania? Is that the name
of the
town?
I was just wondering the same thing. Is there a difference between Eastern Pennsylvania and Western Pennsylvania?
Or is it like West Texas?
Yeah.
It's like, this is Brad, you know, this is Brad from East Texas.
I'm from West Texas, I'm from East. Is it, maybe it's the same thing.
Is that, or is it Western Pennsylvania is the name of the town? Like Western.
I don't know.
Because there is a West Texas. Like, down in Central Texas, there's a town called West.
Right.
But it's not in West Texas. It's in Central Texas. Just so you know. Where was I?
And my most least favorite smell. And
oh, least
my
favorite,
most
smell.
Favorite smell.
Yes.
Is just the smell of autumn, the smell of fall, just the
rotting
leaves. Rotting
leaves.
The smell of death in the air. I don't really know if it's a death, but there's definitely a smell in Western Pennsylvania and in other places that have the season of fall.
The smell of the change of season in the fall when it's that first cool day and it's almost like that rain smell. Mm-hmm. It's, you can't really put your finger on it and you can't ever duplicate it.
I think
it.
There's something wrong with him if he likes the smell of death.
He was being funny.
You sure?
I'm almost sure. Yes, ma'am. Helen's here. Okay, night-night.
Night, baby.
Say goodnight to everybody. Say goodnight to everybody.
Night.
All right. I'll come check on you when I get through recording. You can get a drink.
Water.
No, you can get some water, and I'll come check on you. Mm. Well, you'll be all right.
That just emanates from everything. It's like that. And I'd liken it to when I was a kid and we would bury ourselves in the leaf piles as we were raking.
Oh,
that smell at the bottom of the pile, the leafy, musty smell. It's great. It's beautiful. It just takes me back.
Was he raised in the Addams Family?
And also, my least favorite smell is fish. And not just any kind of fish. I grew up in a Filipino household, and my mom had a definite supply of fish in the freezer and the refrigerator at all times growing up as children, from herring to cod to just all kinds of fish.
Uh-huh.
And when you would open our freezer, it just had this emanation of fish.
Something's fishy
coming out of it, and that's my most least favorite smell. And
so you don't eat fish much anymore?
It makes me gag to this day just thinking about it. So I wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, thanks for sharing. Yes.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Well,
everything else.
Cliffhanger out there.
Woo.
Whack. I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
What else we got?
We have Jose Torres.
Hey, Brad and Faith. Jose here again.
Hello, Jose. Yes.
About that, whole smelling thing, you know?
Yes, favorite smells.
Smell
very popular show.
A whole lot, and it's stinky people when they don't take a shower or nothing. Or they just naturally have a stinky smell on them. I don't know why for some.
Okay, let's not mention any races, okay? We don't do races in this show.
He wasn't doing that. He was just saying stinky people.
Okay.
Reason.
Everybody
but anyways,
stinks the same.
With that said, I have a story. I'm a pastor's kid, right? And in Puerto Rico, especially with poor churches, you know, the pastors drive the church van. So, you know, I'm in the van and everything, but always, every single time, there would be this woman along with her daughter, and they stunk. They both of them.
They smell bad.
No, they stunk.
They stunk.
There's a difference. Smelled bad, you can put up with.
Yeah.
Stunk? Nuh-uh. You're just in hell the whole time.
Both of them stunk really badly for some reason. So what we would do at the end of the service and whatever, when they got dropped off, me and my sister would jump up to the chair and start chair whatever on the seat. Mm-hmm. In the van, and we would smell the seed. I don't know that.
So they wanted to smell
the
stop. Stink.
Don't even. We're just gonna end the show.
Okay,
now.
We're gonna leave it there.
We're just gonna. Well, I think we're just gonna end the show.
Oh,
I think that just killed the show.
That's it. But he smelled the seed.
There's something wrong with this boy.
Well, he was young then. Maybe they thought it was funny or something.
Yeah. What? What's funny about smelling somebody else's stinky butt? Was he a dog?
Maybe it was the back of the seat. You don't know it was the bottom. Could have been the back of the seat.
Something wrong with this boy.
That was a bad habit, and it really literally stunk. It was bad. So there you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'll see you guys later.
It.
You guys rock. Remember to my show, the True Love Show, My Life Ministries.
Wow.
I'll see you later.
Okay. That's
we
Jose
have opened up a can
Torres
of worms
from the True Love Show. We've got some quality calls going on.
Yes,
here,
we do.
I'm telling you.
Yes, we do.
We do have...
no afternoon delight in that van.
Seriously.
I can't help it.
Something.
Well, you said quality calls reminded me of Lewis. Well, there wouldn't be. Because it would smell bad.
Maybe I could just... Maybe I'll release this show on Saturday. Nobody will notice.
Hi, this is Dave, the Jaded Visalian. You may know me from such hit podcasts as the Jen and Dave Show or the Jaded Visalian. Well, I was calling to tell you about one of my vacation stories. It was the four of us. We didn't have the other two at the time. We were driving through the United States on a little family trip.
Did you come to Texas?
Wait a minute. You know who Dave sounds like?
Who does Dave sound like?
Robert Clark.
He does.
He sounds just like him when he tells stories. He starts still sort of like, is that Robert?
it sounds just like Robert,
doesn't it?
Robert had brain cancer. Is he okay now?
He's good.
Okay. Hold on. Where are we at? Oh, he's telling a story about a trip. Let's not interrupt him anymore. Sounds like it's going to be a good one. Okay. I don't want to throw off his timing.
Yeah.
I inadvertently fell asleep at the wheel in our station wagon.
That's not good.
No.
And we're going down the freeway, and all of a sudden the car just veered off into the off-ramp. And the car just kept on going, me sleeping, all of us in the car sleeping. And I woke up and kind of veered off and twisted the wheel, and the car started spinning in circles, and we were all screaming from going in circles, and the car backed up into this motel, and I stopped it right there in the motel parking lot.
Are you sure this is like National Lampoon?
From this incident, we're here. Yeah, that was good times. Good times.
We're here.
Was Grandma tied to the roof?
It does. It sounds like a National Lampoon story, except it's too good to be made up. Yes. Well, I said I'd come in there when I'm done. Okay, baby. Well, I'm just, when we get finished with this show, I'll come in there and I'll say prayers with you. What we got?
Helen,
I don't know.
Bye.
Babe. Don't know. I'll see you. What? She's gotten comfortable with the whole podcasting thing. She doesn't bother interrupting us anymore, does she? Thank you, Dave, for that wonderful story. That was hilarious. Can you imagine?
One time
we're here.
One time.
That's smooth. You know what I'm saying?
My mom and dad were on a trip. I wasn't born yet, and they were going somewhere.
Oh, you got a top Dave? You're going to tell a story that's going to top
Dave's? No, it's not going to top Dave's. It's just a story.
You're going to one-up him?
I'm not.
Come on.
My mom was driving. It was the middle of the night, and my dad had finally, they had their giant Woody station wagon, and he finally went to...
Was it the same one Dave had?
I don't know. Okay. And then he went and laid down, finally went to sleep. My mom was driving, and he wakes up, and he looks at the speedometer, and she's going 90 miles an hour, and there's no gas. And he said, and this is, and my dad, when he gets really mad at my mom, he goes, "Woman, what are you doing?" And she said, "I didn't realize we were out of gas, so I'm trying to get to the next gas station as fast as I can."
This is a woman who does not understand how the internal combustion motor works.
That my dad was like, "Slow down." Oh my gosh. He loves to tell that story. Which, I mean,
I've never heard it.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, he loves telling
stories. I'll have to bring it up next time we're there.
It's a funny story.
It's going to be great.
It's a funny story. Woman!
Too funny.
What are you doing?
Well, y'all know I did that last week. Nobody commented on that, but I did that last week. Well, we were recording in the car, and I got so sidetracked with recording in the car that I didn't realize I was out of gas. I mean, I forgot I was out of gas.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't just take.
It was zero.
Listen, people, just so y'all know. He doesn't have to be distracted by podcasting. See, he has, there's something in him that, like, he'll go, "Oh, I need to get gas." And then we'll drive down the road and we'll go past and I'm like, "Didn't you need to get gas?" "Oh, yeah, I forgot." We're not talking. We're not doing nothing. I'm like, "How could you have forgotten? How could you forget that important information? I don't understand how you forget stuff like that. It doesn't compute in my brain."
She does this to me all the time. You wonder how I keep my job, don't you?
I don't understand. How do you forget that you're on a gas?
I don't.
Do you not look at it?
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Is this something we were supposed to do?
Are you dropping hints now? It's not the afternoon. Isn't that more information than people want?
What, afternoon delight?
If you're dropping hints in the show.
No, I'm not dropping hints. I wasn't dropping hints at all. I was just being funny in this silly song.
fine.
Oh, my. I tell you.
Fine.
What's another song like that? The Pina Colada song wasn't as suggestive as that, but it was just as annoying.
It is annoying. I like
Pina Colada. Oh, how about Daydreams? Daydreams was pretty bad.
How about Funky Cole Medina?
That has nothing to do with one.
That's an annoying song. That's nasty.
I don't know what's wrong with you sometimes.
That's a nasty song, just like those are.
Not cute and cuddly from the 70s. It wasn't 70s cheese. Funky Cole Medina. I'm having daydreams about night things.
Ooh. In the afternoon. And while my hands. Oh, what is what's the one that you always put
Ronnie
at the end
Millsap,
of on the end
way.
Of your mixtapes? You always put this song. Remember?
Oh, no, yeah.
You got to find that
All
one.
All right, I'll find that one.
That's a cheesy one. See, I could go with it. What's the other one that they did? Oh, did you find it?
Yeah.
Good trucker songs here.
Trucker songs?
That's what they are.
They're not.
They are.
They're 70 cheese songs.
That's trucker songs. Part of the 70s. CB trucker songs.
Hold on, let me try it again.
That's, what's his name?
So, Bellamy Brothers.
Every mixtape at the end. Last song.
It was a joke. If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? There's no way to answer that question. If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? They could say the dirtiest things, and as long as they sang them cute.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Nobody cared. They played on the radio.
And we were eight, and we were like,
I would walk around the house singing these songs. My parents didn't think anything of it. So wrong. Now we could talk all night about the weather. Well, there you go. That's the Bellamy Brothers with If I Told You, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? 70 G's. Hey, if you can remember some good 70 G's songs, we've already covered Afternoon Delight. I'm not counting the Pina Colada song. Okay, we've already covered that in previous shows.
That's late 70s. Is that actually 70s? It is. Yeah.
Afternoon Delight, If You Said You Had a Beautiful Body, and what was the other one we did? We just now? Morning Room Millsap.
Daydreams.
Daydreams about nothing. Mm-hmm. If you can think of more 70s G's, send it to me.
There you go.
Okay. All right. That's the show.
That's it.
That's all we're doing.
There ain't no more.
We're done. I've got lots of more stuff to talk about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I need to talk about that movie we saw.
Yeah, we watched Bringing Up Bobby.
No, not that one. The other one.
Well, we did, and it was good, and I want to talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about that, too. That's not what I was talking about. Talk about something else. Hey, we got
as bad
today.
As their first movie was, this one was that good.
We got Quantum of Solace out there.
Oh, really? Ooh,
uh-huh.
I haven't seen
James
that.
Bond.
Ooh, James
and
Bond.
Something else.
Don't know. Very interesting. Ooh.
Faith Like Potatoes. It's a Christian movie.
Oh, okay. Seven Pounds is horrible. Don't watch it. By the way.
I was going to talk
horrible.
About that.
Horrible movie.
It wasn't horrible.
Horrible.
Oh, so now you're saying it's horrible?
Yeah,
just because I did my whole thing on it? You're just stealing my thunder.
Will Smith's worst movie ever.
He did very good acting in it.
He was a very... Oh, yes. He did a really good job of acting in a horrible movie.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
That's all I have to say about that.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.